We are back, joined now by our friend Joan Van Hooten. Welcome, Joan.
Thank you very much, Art.
Joan has had virtually every art job in this city and in Southern California. I can't think of a more appropriate guest for our special on the arts. And currently, Joan, of course, you are executive director of the Long Beach Playhouse, and they're celebrating their 80th anniversary. 80 years, the longest continually performing company west of the Mississippi. What a record.
It really is extraordinary, and the Long Beach Playhouse was founded in 1929 by a group of community-minded people who believed that Long Beach should have a cultural arts scene. And it has been operating in various venues ever since then and provided as many people as want to participate an opportunity to be in the live theater genre.
And as a director of the Playhouse, I've learned how much love there is for the Playhouse by volunteers who have been with it for so many years. And it's on Anaheim Street, and the productions are marvelous. I've never seen a bad production at the Long Beach Playhouse, and ticket prices are so affordable.
That's true. The general admission price is $22, and there are numerous levels below that as well. And as far as the quality of performance, I think you are spot on, Art. We have two theaters. One is a 200-stage thrust theater, and we produce the classics, farces, comedies, and familiar works. Our next production will be Our Town, which opens this month.
Thornton Wilder, a classic.
Indeed. And upstairs in our 98-seat small intimate theater, we produce very thoughtful works, more contemporary scripts, and we literally offer something for the entire theater community.
Make a point to go to the Playhouse and see one of their forthcoming productions, no matter what it is. It's just a little bit more than a movie, and it's live theater, and it's marvelously done, and the audience feels part of it because both theaters are so intimate.
That's correct.
Well, we have a celebration coming up. 80 years ago, as Joan mentioned, the theater was founded, and we are having a celebration commemorating 80 years of service to the community on Saturday, February 13th, the night before Valentine's Day. Tell us.
We are having a party at the Renaissance Hotel that only a theater could plan. We are bringing together some of our actors and the players who have been with the Playhouse for a long, long time to produce an amazing bit of theater throughout the evening. So there is a storyline that people will become involved with. It will be a 1920s speakeasy. We will have a prohibition, regretfully, but get around it by having a speakeasy. We will all dress in vintage costumes or give our own interpretation of what it's like to live in the 20s and celebrate.
This will be a very special evening. There is a lot of incredibly talented people who are involved with the planning of it, and it's a 1920s gig, and guests are invited to come, as Joan mentioned, in their favorite 1920s or look-alike 20s outfit, and it's just going to be a fun evening for a good cause. Tickets are $150, and we'll put the numbers up at the end of the segment. But there's a lot of love for this Playhouse, and one way you can express that affection and appreciation is by coming to this celebration. It'll be a fun evening for a good cause.
Absolutely, it will.
And there'll be all kinds of surprises. We don't want to spoil the surprise, but it'll be unlike any fundraiser you have ever been to. Now, it's probably not a total secret, but the Playhouse has been facing some financial problems. Speak to that.
Along with all the arts organizations, not only in Long Beach, but nationwide, the arts are facing dire financial problems. The Playhouse is not excluded from that, in spite of its numerous supporters. Our costs are always very low because so many of our actors are volunteers. They're professional level amateurs, and other actors are equity waiver. So they are waiving much of their fee. It's difficult to cut the costs of our productions, and there are 16 of them every year. So the only answer is fundraising and more tickets being sold. So that's the solution, and we all know it.
And virtually no theater in America can cover its costs simply by ticket sales. So we want to generate some continued financial support for this Long Beach treasure. This institution is a Long Beach treasure, and we want it to be here for another 80 years.
At least.
So write down the number that's going to go up on the screen. Call up the Long Beach Playhouse. Go to one of their shows if you haven't gone to one recently. And reserve Saturday night, February 13th, Night at the Speakeasy. It's a night you will long remember. Joan, thank you so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Art. Thank you.
Coming up, Ron Nelson from the Museum of Art. Stay with us.